USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. On Friday's episode of Hannity, GOP frontrunner and California gubernatorial recall candidate Larry Elder hit back at his critics' racist and misogynistic attacks.
It's May Day for the Democrats, and so Joe Biden has weighed in, Kamala Harris has weighed in, Elizabeth Warren's cut a commercial, didn't defend his record on crime, on homelessness, on the rising cost of living, on the way he shut down this state without paying attention to science. They just attacked, and said it was driven by Republicans. That's all they've got.
The United States Supreme Court on Friday blocked the reinstatement of the Remain in Mexico program, intervening just hours before President Joe Biden's administration would have had to restart the policy. The Biden administration ended the program on June 1st, triggering a lawsuit from the states of Texas and Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
During the press conference Friday at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin admitted that Afghan pilots flew several U.S. aircraft out of the country. He's not exactly sure where they were flown or how many were taken.
The aircraft that have been flown out that you mentioned earlier, I have received reports of a number of aircraft that were flown into Uzbekistan and Tajikistan. Exactly how many, I don't have firm numbers on.
President Joe Biden announced plans to nominate former Chicago mayor and Obama-era chief of staff Rahm Emanuel to serve as the U.S. ambassador to Japan, the White House confirmed in a statement on Friday. In announcing the nomination, the White House lauded Emanuel's many years of public service. Rumors had long swirled about Emanuel's nomination for the post, with White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressing the matter back in May. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hopes for a new, kinder, gentler Taliban are quickly fading in Afghanistan. Mike Fortier has more.
A woman who works for an international aid organization in Afghanistan is in hiding and in fear for her life since the Taliban took over her city in the north a week ago. She tells the BBC she has already seen signs of the Taliban's brutality, targeting a woman for her footwear.
This saw a woman who wears a sandal without sock. They beat that woman and told the husband, "You are a bad man, that your wife is not wearing the proper socks and maybe shoes. Even for that, they have beaten that woman."
She says the financial situation for many is desperate as banks are closed and people can't access their money to buy food. She adds she's too afraid to even try to get to the Kabul airport to evacuate. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Chunying said the United States' withdrawal from Afghanistan was a laughingstock during a daily press briefing on August 19th as part of Beijing's propaganda campaign to leverage the crisis to attack the United States. Rather than denying a reporter's remark about China laughing at the United States during the conference, spokesperson Wang said, "Isn't this a laughingstock itself?" Meanwhile, China's state-run media and diplomats have also been working on a prospective friendship with the Taliban. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.